So this week we have the great schus to go ahead and read Parshas Korach. And of course the centerpiece of Parshas Korach is the machlokes, is a dispute, really the rebellion of Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu. So the pasuk says, remember again, Korach comes before Moshe Rabbeinu with a simple taino. Kulam kidoshim umaduah tisnasu al kal Hashem. We're all holy, so why is it that you have propelled yourself ultimately to a position of greatness above and beyond the rest of the kal? In other words, he was accusing Moshe Rabbeinu of power grabbing, of nepotism. Okay, so we'll say, so the Torah records something amazing. This is in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Dalet. So the Torah says, Vayishma Moshe. Moshe heard Korach's taina, and what happens? Vayipa aponov. He went ahead and literally, again, he fell down. Right? He fell down. He fell down. So we'll say, so the obvious kasha that the Mefarshim make is as follows. That ultimately, and then by the way, after he falls down, he gets back up, and he tries to, a little bit of reconciliation with Korach. This is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah tries to get a road, Dave Shalom. But the obvious shaila is, why did he fall down? Right? Why did he fall down? Why is it that he doesn't respond immediately? Why does he fall down first? Not only that, Rabbi, but remember, unfortunately, this is not Moshe Rabbeinu's first machlokes rodeo. Right? In other words, he's encountered machlokes before, significant machlokes before, and yet nowhere else do we see that he went ahead and he fell down. Yet here we see Vayishma Moshe, Vayipol Aponov. So Shaila is, what's the meaning of this nefila? So the Pashat Pshat, it's not so Pashat, but the Gemara seems to indicate that the reason ultimately, again, he falls down over here is because Shama Shechashduhu Be'eshes Ish. That ultimately, again, here, it's not just Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership is being attacked, but his character is being attacked. In fact, the Gemara writes that Moshe Rabbeinu heard that they had suspected him of adultery. Why? Because they said Moshe Rabbeinu moved away from his wife. Impossible for a man to live in the state of prolonged celibacy. So it must be that what? If he's not fulfilling his needs with his wife, he must be fulfilling it with other women. So ultimately, again, they accused him of infidelity. Moshe Rabbeinu hears this attack on his character, Vayipo Alpanov. Vayishma Moshe hears this attack on his character, Vayipo Alpanov, and he falls down. That's precisely what the Gemara Medrash and Rabbeinu say. In that way, this attack was different than other attacks. Other attacks were attacks against his leadership. This was an attack against his personality. Rabbeinu said there's a beautiful insight brought down by the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya says as follows. This is incredible. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu could have answered Korach's taina immediately. Could have just said, Korach, listen, buddy. I didn't make these decisions. God made these decisions. Not only that, but Korach, I'm with you. I need this like I need a hole in my head, right? I don't want this leadership. I never wanted this leadership. I was conscripted by God to serve as the leader of Klal Yisrael. I never, ever wanted it. You want it? It's all yours. I only have one problem. God will not let me go. God will not release me from his service. So why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't just immediately answer this? Why does he fall on his face first? We'll say, listen to this. Ach, the Baal Tanya. Ach, Moshe Rabbeinu chashash. Shema shesho'elim lo zos mi lemala. V'korach rak shaliach. Lefichach nafal alponav tchila lehizbonin. Im be'emes yesh lo be'eze hisnasos. We'll say, Moshe Rabbeinu learned Gan Hamuna as well. And he said that what? He said, everything that happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu is being attacked, essentially being called what? A Baal Gaiva. He's being called the Baal Gaiva. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what? Maybe this is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, again, I have to do a Cheshbon HaNefesh and to ask myself, am I a Baal Gaiva? Has this leadership gone to my head? Have I abused my position of power? And therefore, so the Baal Tanya says something amazing. Vayishma Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu hears the accusation that Korach leveled against him, and what does he do? Vayipa aponov. Rabbi says, the Baal Tanya says, Vayipa aponov is the posture of contemplation. Moshe Rabbeinu puts his head down. He managed, he puts his head down. Korach is accusing me of being a Baal Gaiva. Korach is accusing me of being a bad person. Vayipa Aponav. You see, all the Mefarshim understand Vayipa Aponav is a lashon of like his knees giving way because he's so weakened by the accusation, which is why the Gemara says what it says. Baal Tanya says, no, this is not weakness of the knees. It's not that his knees gave out and he fell down to the ground. Vayipa Aponav Rabosa is literally me putting, Moshe and putting his head into his hands, assuming the posture of contemplation. Am I a Baal Gaiva? Korach is accusing me of being a Baal Gaiva. Everything that happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to ask, maybe Korach is the Shliach Hashem to give me a divine message that I'm a Baal Gaiva. So before I respond, I have to what? I have to contemplate. And it is only after Moshe Rabbeinu contemplates, Ula Acher Bedika Midukdekes, Masa She'im Bo Shemetz Shel Gaiva. So only after Moshe Rabbeinu contemplates and does the Chashba Nefesh and he realizes that what? I'm not a Baal Gaiva. So we'll say only Moshe Rabbeinu can say I'm not a Baal Gaiva. Right? I'm not a Baal Gaiva. Then he responds to Korach. And then he says, no, not a Baal Gaiva. Not power grabbing. Rather, he says, I'm sorry. So, as Hevin She'in Zeh Shliach Nilamala Ela Korach Pal Go'ohu. He realized Korach is not an emissary from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather Korach is a Baal Machlokes. Va'az Heshiv Mash Heshiv. So what's it? The Baal Tanya says something amazing. The greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he does not have a reflexive response to Korach. Rather, what does he do? When attacked, he takes the time to contemplate, is there some validity in what Korach is saying about me? Vayipal Moshe Alpanav, and then only after he contemplates does he respond. And Abbas say, the Musar is an incredible Musar the Baal Tanya is teaching us. Because the truth is, many of us are attacked in different ways, multiple times each day. And when someone says something to you or about you that you don't like, so very often the reflexive reaction is attack back, right? Get angry. Abbas say, as we see, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has multiple ways of giving us messages. And sometimes when someone criticizes me or attacks me, although they may be inappropriate on how they're doing it, but sometimes the Maisa, again, the Ribon Shalom is dispatching me a message. When we are the recipient of critique, sometimes even harsh critique or criticism, before we respond, it's kedai to follow the model of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayishma Moshe, listen to the critique, listen to the criticism, as harsh as it may be, Vayipa Aponov. Contemplate. Is the person right? Am I conducting myself in the right way? Am I conducting myself in the wrong way? Is the criticism deserved? Isn't it? So we'll say, you know, sometimes criticism can be deserved. The mechanism of how it's delivered is not necessarily right. And remember, again, we have to be so careful in how we deliver our critiques, but sometimes there's such a reaction to snap back when someone says something that I don't like. I have to be a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayishma Moshe, vayipo aponav. Contemplate, internalize, ask myself, is there any real truth to this critique, to this complaint? And only then, like Moshe Rabbeinu, respond. So, yeah.